Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. It is Tom time. Welcome in. All right, President Trump on Friday took another shot at something that people say, well, you know, this is unimportant. Why doesn't he deal with North Korea? But then they go wild talking about Trump essentially opening up the doors of abuse for women by undoing Obamacare's assault on religious freedom and conscience rights. The mandate from the Department of Health and Human Services that requires that nearly all insurance plans must cover abortion-inducing drugs and contraception. Now, we've talked about this before. I know there are people listening that have severe problems with engaging and having to cover this. I don't get the objection to contraception, but there are people that do have religious issues around that. Little Sisters of the Poor was one, but then there are these other things that they see too, like the morning after pill and things of that nature, as particularly egregious. Hobby Lobby is mentioned here, and others. And Trump rescinded these rules, which there's no right in the Constitution to have contraception provided, but there are religious freedom rights. And I want to marry this in a minute with something. Over the weekend, and I'm going to play it, we have to bleep out a lot of it. You have some people who appear to be pro-life people who are in a coffee house in Seattle. The owner is gay. He says that many times. And he doesn't want them there because they're looking at literature that's pretty graphic about what happens during an abortion. Now, I think they knew this guy. They went into that place and he kicks them out, doesn't serve them coffee. We'll play that for you. Making the point, and I support his right to do that. But why is it then that bakers have to make a wedding cake if that goes against their religious belief? I mean, this guy wouldn't even serve them there, not even service. He wasn't asked to participate in a pro-life. He wasn't asked to bring coffee to a pro-life demonstration out in front of an abortion clinic. I would think he had every right to refuse that, too. Well, he has coffee delivery service. He ought to be forced to bring it there. Now, we got to come back in America to the rights of business. But this guy was targeted because this is exactly the type of guy and exactly the type of movement that doesn't want to give any space to Christian bakers who don't want to be involved in a same-sex wedding ceremony. I see the same thing here with religious freedom, contraception. So I'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk to a special guest, Jeremy Dice, Deputy General Counsel to First Liberty. And these are people that were instrumental in continuing to keep this alive and push this. I think it's let me go to Jeremy Dice here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for joining us on Columbus Day.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jeremy, if I had to summarize the Obama position in broad terms with this stuff, yeah, they were for the right to worship, meaning as long as you were in that pew or mosque, they may not bother you too much. You get up out of there and start heading out that church door, though, and suddenly all those religious rights seem to go away.
Yeah, no, it certainly felt that way, that there was some sort of bifurcation of religious belief and religious action, and that those were somehow disconnected when you walked through the doors of your church, or you walked out of the doors of your church or your house of worship, if you will. But, you know, what's been happening for the last, 4 or 5 years now with the Obamacare and the so-called contraceptive mandate, it has been this lack of a, for lack of a better term, unfree idea that the government would put individuals and ministries and organizations in a position in which they've got to either choose between their religious beliefs or the government itself. And so the government has been for several years now coercing ministries and religious organizations into providing these abortifacients and other medications with which they've got a strong moral disagreement with, into providing these things. That is just simply not the way that we are supposed to be able to engage religious liberty in this country.
All right. Now, here's the other side. I'm reading from Organizing from Action. I'm on their email trail. They want $35 from me today to fight you and fight this. And here's what they say. Millions of Americans, women, might lose their birth control benefits they receive now at no cost. Women across the country, especially young women, will be forced to choose between paying for contraceptives or paying for other basic necessities.
Well, that just simply isn't true. I mean, look, the contraceptive mandate has not been canceled outright. Do we understand this? That the Obamacare mandate is actually still in place. What the Trump administration has actually done has to provide an exemption for those who are motivated by a religious mm-hmm. or moral conviction to being forced by the government to provide that to their employees.
Okay, well, Jeremy, they would say, what about those women, though? They're not going to get free contraception.
Well, and even in this, the department has made a concession that, hey, look, there are multiple avenues for you to be able to provide these medications and the government to be able to provide them. And so they're still going to have the option to be able to receive those. But what is now ended has been this force by the government to force organizations and people with a moral conviction into providing medications with which they've got this religious belief or moral conviction against providing. Now that's leaving that to the decision between them and their God rather than them and the government.
Now that is pretty clean, except in those that are just, you know, wanting to limit religious rights. What about the argument, too? Some of this was LGBT. Are you conversing with that and the idea that this will allow full board discrimination under the guise of religion?
Well, as it relates to the contraceptive mandate, I'm not seeing.
No, I thought there was another issue too around religious rights that Trump.
Oh, you're probably referring to the guidance by the Department of Justice that
yes.
was issued same day last Friday.
Yes.
Well, look, there's going to be a lot of arguments to talk about what's going to go forward related to the guidelines that the Department of Justice put out. And just to make sure the audience is aware, on Friday, the Department of Justice put out 20 different guidelines that are interpreting federal law relative to religious freedom. And in essence, what the Department of Justice has done here is say, look, there's a lot of case law. There's a lot of statutes that are out there that protect everybody's religious liberty and how it intersects with everyday life. And so to the extent that you're making arguments to the court, to the extent that you're making decisions on litigation strategy and the like, the Department of Justice is telling its lawyers and every other federal agency, you got to remember these things as well. Now, how that's going to rub itself out in the real world and how that meets into things, it's going to be the subject of litigation, and I think probably pretty soon, especially when it comes to these issues that you're referring to. But what we know is this, that there is a lot of law out there that protects religious liberty. And past administrations have simply been ignoring those laws and creating new ones. And what the Department of Justice has done right here, I think, is to remind the entire administrative state, you can't just go around the legislature here, and you simply can't ignore the decisions mm-hmm. of the courts.
And Jeremy, I would add, too, because when you do, even if people ultimately win out, they can be drained financially, as we've seen happen with some of the Baker's cases. I don't know if they'll win out or not with the Supreme Court, but these just kill you as far as what you have to do to defend yourself, when really the Trump administration is saying the law and the books may not apply to these people in a negative way.
Yeah, and no one should have to hire an attorney to defend their civil rights on these matters, and you've seen that all too often here. And regardless of whether or not some organizations like ours can provide you with free legal resources to be able to challenge those decisions, the very fact that the full force and weight of the United States government is coming against you for simply abiding by your religious beliefs and seeking to lead a peaceful, quiet life by yourself, practicing your religious beliefs, that alone is a significant burden. And the Department of Justice has done the right thing here, I think, by encouraging the administrative state generally and the Department of Justice specifically to remember what the laws are when it comes to religious liberty, that it is the first liberty in our Constitution for a reason.
Absolutely. Jeremy, where's the website for your outfit?
Yeah, I would encourage folks to go to firstliberty.org, FIRST liberty.org.
Jeremy, thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for the great work on this.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.